It's Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Eaton and I'm joined for the latest edition of the show by Josh Sexton and business class Adam Smith to have a little chat about Liverpool's upcoming game against Sparta Prague tomorrow, following the press conference earlier this evening with Jurgen Klopp, in which he basically called the Sparta manager, or Prague manager, a prick. So,
Brian Prick to you.
Brian Prick to you. Mr. Prick to his missus. So, let's get into it. So, obviously, the headlines about who travelled on the plane. The big relief for me, not that I believe internet knobheads most of the time, anyway, was that Quiven Callum was in training and got on the plane. But the takeaway from Josh is that how well he's done, that it was such a big deal was made out of it. You know, that it was like, oh, well, Quiven's not there, for considering, you know, a couple of months ago, well, even as much as last month, there was some question marks, and I've admitted, me included, about whether, you know, he could be relied on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it probably speaks a little bit to the fact that people don't think that Adrian could be relied on at all. Like, I think that's everybody's like last resort in the world now, given his last couple of performances for Liverpool. But obviously that's years ago now. Like you say, it does sort of speak to how much, you know, Quive has improved even in the last couple of months, to be honest, because you look at the sort of, you know, the start of the season, or when he was first getting minutes this season, Alisson's first sort of spell on the sidelines, and no, he wasn't making, you know, saves around that time, never mind great saves. He was sort of struggling in those, you know, shot stopping moments, or like his confidence was down. And I was really interested in the analysis Daniel Sturridge did after the Carabao Cup final, where he sort of said that, you know, he used to practice on Kelleher in training, and from what he looks like now, how sort of, you know, physically in terms of stature, how commanding he is, how much more confidence he seems to have mentally, it's really impressive when you sort of look at that turnaround, because that was one of the concerns I used to have about him, was that, you know, you could be as good as you want with your feet. And I think he's always been, you know, elite with his feet, to be honest. I think I've said it on shows before that, you know, I think Alisson Becker is one of the best in the world with his feet, and I think Kelleher genuinely might be even better. That's how good I think he is. But he almost didn't have the physical stature to do the other bits of the game you need to do to be, you know, even in the same sentence as somebody like Alisson Becker. So, you know, we'll always compare him to the greatest goalkeeper in the world, and that will never be fair, to be honest. But in comparison to Adrian, I'd have him in every single day of the week, and I'm excited that he's going to get some, you know, big opportunities to continue to you know, perform this week as well.